we're going to talk to you about retreat as a spiritual practice in your life. And it's a wild concept in the sense it's defined as getting away from it all, everyone and everything, to get closer to the presence of God.
Yeah. I think that oftentimes, especially if you live in the church world and you've grown up in it, you think of retreats and you're like, oh, I get to go away and hear a speaker and do crafts if you're a woman, you know, or you know, I don't know what men do at men's retreats, but
you got your shooting range, yeah. Your kids are jumping on a blob, water right. slides might be involved.
Right. We're not talking that kind of retreat.
No. No, a genuine retreat that's quiet in God's presence, just for the two of you to reconnect. And so that alone is just wild and controversial because I guess controversial isn't the right word for it. It's
it's countercultural.
Countercultural. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's happening with me is in the past year or so, I've started to get myself on a rhythm of retreat.
Mm-hmm.
A quarterly retreat for 2 days every quarter. And a weekly retreat, so to speak, for 2 hours. But I'm intentional about time and place and getting away from anything that would distract and getting close into God's presence. And I'm meeting him there. I'm finding him. I am not controlling the experience. It doesn't always work because I'm not the one who's climbing up the mountain to go grab a hold of God for myself.
Right.
But it's opening up the space where I feel like if God was trying to chase me down all week or for a few months and I just kept moving too fast to hear it or to catch all of that in a 20-minute devotional window, God's like, I'll meet you there. I know when our next longer time is coming up. And he's been using that.
So what do you feel like he's doing for you, or what is that doing for you when you're not in retreat?
It's the anchor point of just the solidarity of knowing here's what the relationship really is. Because on the fly of everyday life, like if you picture your family in the busy life situations, there's a difference between here's a Saturday afternoon we have together as a family,
right?
Versus come home from school, throw some dinner in your kid's face, move them on to the practice, like. The relationship that you really have is the Saturday afternoon version.
Yeah.
The picnic blanket in the park with nowhere else to go, nothing else to do but notice each other. And in the same way you can hold that memory now when all heck is breaking loose on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
That's what it's doing for me and God. I know the real version is the slow down version. And
that's
so
great.
It works. It's my reference point for the faster versions.
Yeah. For me, taking that time, I haven't quite established as solid of rhythms as you have, but having those longer set times when I retreat is helping my 20 minutes to become more meaningful. I'm able to weed through all the noise and the mess quicker, and my morning time becomes more about me and God and less about what do I need to check in my YouVersion devotional app? You know, like what do I need to get done to absorb all of the information? So that's really cool. I think that there's a lot of excuses that we all as humans feel that kind of stop us from doing this, right?
I don't think we think that we can do this.
Right.
There's no way. Like, I feel like
this is very much a pastor thing, I think is what people think. Like, only pastors do this.
Yes, unless you are on the paid clock,
right.
There is no way in heck. And I will admit, it's easier when this is your role.
Right.
That you have to hear from God, not just for yourself, but for other people ultimately. It's easier to justify it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's impossible, though.
Right.
But it's we got to face some common questions, some common hurdles. Why would we think this is the most ridiculous idea in the world?
Right. Yeah, I think that, well, first of all, right, like Jesus modeled it for us. So this is what he's saying we need, right? Like, this is what your body needs, this is what our relationship needs. God created Sabbath, he created rest. I mean, there's all kinds of all over the Old Testament, there's all these laws and guidelines for when to rest and how often and all of the things.
So much in this. Like
one of the, so much.
One of the big three that the Old Testament story just like hammered people down on, like, you are missing it right now.
Uh-huh.
It's Sabbath.
Right.
And like you said, in the life of Jesus, I mean, the key line was Jesus often withdrew
mm-hmm.
to lonely places and prayed.
Right.
Sometimes at night, sometimes at morning, sometimes with a close inner circle, sometimes alone.
Yeah.
A lot of different versions, but he often withdrew to lonely places and prayed.
And I think the struggle is that we read the Bible and we're like, that's great. They didn't have as many expectations on them. It was a whole different lifestyle, right?
They didn't even have electricity.
So right. It was easy to get away. And
you went to bed at 5:30 at night, I'm guessing.
Right. Sounds fabulous.
I'm so bored just thinking of it.
But I think that what stops us a lot of times is the, I don't know how to do it. I've never done it before. Quiet makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to face what's waiting for me.
Ooh,
when I really sit down in
such
the
a
mess,
big one.
Right?
Such a big one. Who likes the flood of thoughts that happen?
No one.
We are running from things on purpose.
Uh-huh.
And if you let one come, there's a thousand come. It's just opening a floodgate.
Right.
Most of us don't want to face that.
Right. I think there's a reason that a lot of us wait till the last minute to go to therapy. Kind of the same idea, right? Like, I don't want to face it. I'm doing fine. Just let me be. I think a big one that really hits home for me, but I think a lot of people relate to, is also this idea that you don't feel like you deserve it. You don't feel like you can give yourself the permission to take a break, and you don't deserve the kind of love that God has for you. And you don't deserve to, you know, you've done too much. You've sinned too much. You haven't been a good enough Christian. And I think that really hits home for a lot of people.
God does not want me in his presence.
Right.
Like
I'm not holy enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if I do get alone with God, it'll be all correction,
mm-hmm.
maybe even condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
And I think another part is I think we don't think that we can't do anything for ourselves. There
right.
are so many people that assume the caretaker role for people around them, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always on to be what somebody else needs. I do not get to take a day for myself because I never do. That's not my place in this world.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think part of it is that our culture tells us that that's self-centered and selfish. And right, like there's like this, you should take care of yourself, but when you do, it's selfish. Mm-hmm. And so it's trying to bundle through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
good.
It does sound incredibly selfish
mm-hmm.
of for a young mother to disappear on a Saturday morning
mm-hmm.
and just enjoy coffee or a bike ride or something.
Right.
Like, what are you doing, lady?
Right.
Or a business professional who would take an afternoon off.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get a house project done,
mm-hmm.
not to pick up the kids early, not to do a vacation, but just to understand the why behind all the work that they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Just keep the list going. Any area of life to actually steal time away from somewhere where we've already applied it, and which it just seems too selfish.
Yeah.
But why would we do it anyway?
Yeah. You know, I think we already touched on Jesus and how God designed it for us. I think that you reach a place where you are just tired. You're mm-hmm. just, you're exhausted. You might even feel numb to mm-hmm. a lot of things. I know when I can usually tell when I need a little extra time, when I feel unsettled in my quiet time, especially like when I do plan an hour to get away and to just be and to pray, and I can't do it because I'm so unsettled and there's so many things running through my brain and it feels uncomfortable to me where I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna scroll on Facebook because it's easier to just numb mm-hmm. out to whatever's in front of me. So that typical quiet moment is just not cutting it, or all of a sudden, you know, you do get a couple hours alone and you don't actually enjoy it. It just mm-hmm. feels like a burden to you. Now you have a million things to do and you don't quite know what to do. And so I kind of think of all of that as one. You're just tired. You're maybe dangerously tired, right? Like mm-hmm. you're nearing burnout, mm-hmm. exhausted, mm-hmm. and you just need to know that you are loved, that you are needed, that you're more than just the tasks that you do.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could capture that, just this vague sense of something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I am not well. Something is out of line.
Yeah.
It can be as nebulous as that. You did a great job filling in the details, the tired, the disconnection. I, mm-hmm. I feel like you mentioned the soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting in touch with what our soul, where is our soul at? And where is God at in connection with it?
Because mm-hmm.
sometimes we're doing the right things, keeping the right pace, maybe even practicing the right disciplines of here's the spiritual stuff I'm doing. I'm taking care of my body and hitting the gym and nutritioning well. Why do I still feel that? Like, I love my kids. My kids love me. My marriage is fine. Like, why does something still feel off?
Right.
I think there's just a deeper part to who we are
mm-hmm.
that's got that desire to reach out and grab a hold of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be getting everything right, and still that deeper alignment isn't there.
Yeah.
Yep. So here's what I think we need to do. Let's make a practical guide.
Sure.
Maybe we'll get out of podcast mode a little bit of just bantering back and forth and just break it down piece by piece of how would you prepare for a retreat? When you get there, what do you do first?
Mm-hmm.
When you pray, how do you pray differently? Like when you open the scriptures there, how do you open scripture? Like what would actually be different on retreat?
Mm-hmm.
Let's build up a tutorial.
Sounds great.
And so I think in the next podcast we're going to need to do one that breaks down the who, what, where, when, how, just like answer all the questions, the preparatory nature.
Yep.
And then after that, I think we're going to just spin it right into let's guide you in a retreat, almost like you can put the retreat in your headphones,
mm-hmm.
and by the time the podcast signs off, you just keep that experience going with Jesus.
Sounds great.
So if that sounds like you, stick with us. Yeah. If not, God bless you. We'll catch you a good 5 or 6 episodes down the road for something new.